MetaPost Incorporated treats first U.S. participant in Phase 3 trial of umbilical cord stem cell therapy for knee osteoarthritis. U.S. Phase 3 trial expands clinical investigation of stem cell therapy for knee cartilage defects. Cambridge, Massachusetts, MetaPost Incorporated, a biotechnology company developing allogeneic umbilical cord blood-derived stem cell therapies for inflammation-driven degenerative diseases, announced today the treatment of the first U.S. participant in its Phase 3 clinical trial evaluating its investigational mesenchymal stem cell (MSC) therapy to treat symptomatic cartilage defects in adults with knee osteoarthritis. The FDA has agreed that this single pivotal study, supported by confirmatory evidence from prior Phase 3 trials in South Korea and Japan together with Korean real-world evidence, can serve as the basis for MetaPost's planned U.S. BLA filing. The milestone marks a significant step forward in MetaPost's mission to bring a first-of-its-kind regenerative therapy to patients in the United States. This procedure was performed by Dr. Justin Newman at Orthopedic Centers of Colorado. Treating the first U.S. adult participant in this Phase 3 trial is a defining moment for the field of regenerative medicine, stated Brian Cole, MD, MBA, head of the Cartilage Research and Restoration Center at Rush University Medical Center. This investigational MSC therapy is being studied for its role in knee osteoarthritis, where a gap exists between non-interventional palliative care and total knee replacement. This research gives us a meaningful opportunity to investigate whether a regenerative approach can help address it. Knee osteoarthritis affects more than 32 million adults. The Phase 3 trial is currently enrolling adults between the ages of 18 to 75 years of age with knee cartilage lesions and osteoarthritis. The study is designed to evaluate the clinical efficacy of the investigational MSC therapy and its potential benefits in adults with symptomatic cartilage defects due to knee osteoarthritis. Adults who believe they may qualify are encouraged to visit clinicaltrials.gov or speak with their physician about participation. Earlier clinical studies provided important data that helped guide the development of this Phase 3 trial, said Andreas Gommel, attending orthopedic surgeon at the Hospital for Special Surgery, HSS, in New York. This Phase 3 trial is designed to demonstrate efficacy of a MSC therapy in adults with knee osteoarthritis. This is a significant step forward in generating the definitive evidence that could provide patients with better treatment options. Treating the first participant in this trial is a milestone moment, not just for the science but for the osteoarthritis patients I see every day with pain and mobility challenges caused by cartilage defects, said Dr. Justin Newman of Orthopedic Centers of Colorado. I look forward to learning more about the outcomes observed in those participating in this trial. About MetaPost Incorporated. MetaPost Incorporated is a biotechnology company developing allogeneic umbilical cord blood-derived stem cell therapies for inflammation-driven and degenerative diseases. The company is advancing a pipeline of regenerative medicine built on its proprietary stem cell technology platform with a focus on scalable, off-the-shelf therapeutic approaches. About MetaPost. Founded in 2000, MetaPost is a global cell therapy company whose integrated capabilities span discovery research, clinical development of allogeneic cell therapy assets, cord blood banking and contract development and manufacturing, CDMO. In 2012, the company commercialized CARTISTEM in South Korea, the world's first approved allogeneic human umbilical cord blood-derived mesenchymal stem cell, HUC-BMSC, therapy for knee osteoarthritis. More than 36,000 patients have received CARTISTEM in South Korea since its launch. The therapy described in this press release is an investigational product and has not been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The clinical benefit of this investigational therapy has not yet been established. To learn more about the rapidly evolving cord blood industry, view the Global Cord Blood and Tissue Banking Industry Report, Market Size, Segmentation, and Forecasts. Cord Blood Market Report.